Welcome to one of the most eye-opening journeys a beverage lover can take, guided by the Harney & Sons Guide to Tea by Michael Harney and Emily Kaiser. Most people assume they already know tea, but this book reveals how little the average cup reflects what tea can actually be. By the end, you will understand how geography, processing, and preparation transform a simple leaf into something as complex and personal as fine wine. Harney argues that tea is not a single product but an extraordinarily diverse category shaped by terroir, craftsmanship, and cultural tradition. The book draws a sharp line between commodity tea, mass-produced blends in supermarket tea bags, and specialty tea, which reflects the specific character of a garden or region. That distinction alone changes how you shop, brew, and taste. According to the author, tea tasting is a learnable, structured skill built through repeated, attentive comparison. Professionals evaluate dry leaf appearance, liquor color and clarity, aroma, and taste qualities like astringency, body, sweetness, and finish. Water quality, temperature, and steeping time are critical variables, not rigid rules, but personal starting points. Harney introduces white tea as the category with the least processing. Buds and young leaves from Fujian province are simply withered and dried. Silver Needle, composed entirely of buds, actually carries more caffeine than many expect because buds are caffeine dense. Brewing requires cooler water, around 175 to 185 degrees Fahrenheit, to protect the delicate, naturally sweet material. Chinese green teas are defined by pan firing, a heat technique that halts oxidation and imparts toasty, nutty qualities. Varieties like Longjing, Biluochun, and Gunpowder each reflect distinct regional terroirs and processing traditions. The author stresses freshness. Green teas are highly perishable and should be stored in airtight, light-proof containers. Japanese green teas represent a philosophically distinct tradition rooted in Zen Buddhism and centered on umami. The defining technique is shading, where plants are covered for weeks before harvest to boost chlorophyll and theanine while reducing bitter catechins. Gyokuro, shaded for roughly 3 weeks, delivers intense sweetness. Matcha consumes the entire ground leaf, concentrating both nutrients and flavor. The contrast between Chinese pan-firing and Japanese steaming explains why these teas taste so different, and why understanding origin and process transforms tea from a simple drink into a richly layered sensory experience. Sencha, Japan's most widely produced tea, is steamed rather than pan-fired, yielding a fresh, grassy character. Fukamushi Sencha, deep steamed, produces a darker, fuller brew with more body. That single processing variable, steam time, shows how dramatically technique shapes what ends up in your cup. Harney contends that shading is the most consequential cultivation choice in Japanese tea. Covering plants for weeks before harvest increases chlorophyll and theanine while reducing bitter catechins. Gyokuro, shaded roughly 3 weeks, brews at very low temperatures to unlock its signature sweetness and umami. Kabusecha sits between Gyokuro and Sencha, shaded briefly for a balance of sweetness and brightness. Matcha is made from shade-grown tencha leaves, stone ground into powder, so you consume the entire leaf. According to the author, that makes matcha uniquely concentrated in both nutrients and flavor. The contrast between Chinese pan-firing and Japanese steaming is more than a technical footnote. Pan-fired Chinese greens tend to be more forgiving to brew. Steamed Japanese greens reward precision. Understanding that difference, Harney argues, is what separates a frustrated beginner from a confident tea drinker. Across every category covered, white, Chinese green, Japanese green, the book builds one cumulative argument. Origin, processing, and preparation are not background details, they are the story. As the author sees it, learning to read those variables transforms tea from a simple drink into a richly layered sensory and cultural experience.